Welcome to the Abundant Wellness with Andrea podcast, from surviving to thriving in mind, body, and spirit. Hey there, I'm Andrea Jones, registered nurse, functional hormone coach, inner healing and deliverance pastor, and most importantly, wife and mother of two beautiful girls. This podcast is really a conversation about how to discover and walk in an abundant life that God has laid out for us while processing what I call the messy middle, pain, and overcoming things in our life that are hard in order to nurture all of the parts of you so that you can walk in abundant wellness in all areas. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Abundant Wellness Podcast with Andrea. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys about some topics that have come up on Instagram, in DMs, in the private women's chat that I have going on over there, which, by the way, if you're wanting to join, I will put a link in the show notes, but you can also go to my profile at Abundant Wellness with Andrea, and it will be in my bio with the link to join the women's hormone chat. So if you're wanting more of like personal touch, more Q&A style conversations, it is a great place to be for some of that support. But today I want to bring up to you one of the most common concerns, questions, frustrations that women bring to me when we're talking about balancing their hormones. And that is, why are bioidentical hormones not working for me? I went to my doctor. They said that I had low progesterone. And I went on progesterone and it helped for like 1 to 2 months, and now it's not working anymore. I really want to talk about why this is happening, because this is extremely common. And if it's you, you might be feeling like, there's nothing else I can do. I just have to suffer through being a woman and suffer through perimenopause and suffer through menopause, when that's really not the case at all. So first of all, what are bioidentical hormones? So these are artificial hormones that are made in a laboratory to mimic the natural chemistry of your natural hormones that may not be produced by your body anymore for various reasons. So they tend to be less well tolerated, artificial hormones, and they tend to cause more side effects for women than like plant-based hormone support. So one of the reasons why bioidentical hormones may not be helping you is actually because you have not addressed the obstacles that are causing a desensitization to your hormone receptors. So what does that mean exactly? So first and foremost, you may have gone to your doctor and they may have told you that you have low progesterone, whether that have been, you know, a saliva test, urine test, or a blood test. But if they did not do further digging to figure out why your progesterone is low, then they're not really addressing the root cause of why you need progesterone in the first place. And so if that's the case, and they have not addressed the obstacles that are causing the hormone receptors to not be very sensitive, and I'm going to go into what some of those things are, you are less likely to have a positive response to bioidentical hormones. You're also less likely to have a positive response to even plant-based hormones like wild yam extract, all of the different derivatives of that. So what are some of the obstacles that cause this lack of sensitivity to your hormone receptors? And I call them obstacles because that is quite literally what they are. With these physiologic dysfunctions in the way, it causes numerous cellular problems in the body. It's very disruptive, and it's impossible to have your hormones function properly with these things in place. So number one is gastrointestinal dysbiosis and or inflammation. You can't really have dysbiosis without inflammation. And now I'm not talking about just SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I am talking about just the umbrella of all of the different microbiome communications that get disrupted. And they get disrupted through the standard American diet. They get disrupted through chronic stress. They get disrupted through gallbladder dysfunction, liver dysfunction, poor stomach acid, different genetic variables. But that absolutely is an obstacle to your body actually responding to bioidentical hormones, because that inflammation actually blocks the receptors, like blocks the hormone receptors. Not only does it block the hormone receptors, but when there's a ton of inflammation going on in the gut, it's not actually able to send the right neurotransmitter signals to the brain, to the pituitary gland in particular, for the pituitary gland to then communicate to the ovaries, hey, we need to produce more progesterone, or hey, we need to be more receptive to progesterone. I hope that this is making sense so far, but I'm wanting to break down the various reasons why you may not be responding to artificial hormones, okay? So, chronic stress, and I know that you're going to hate my guts for saying this because we all feel to some degree like we can't change the stress that's happening in our life, right? These are things that are happening to us, and things that are happening around us, and all the things that are going on with that. But the truth is that we may not be able to change our circumstances, but we absolutely can address the environment within us and how we respond to those stressors. So, how am I going to take care of myself with all of these high stressors that are going on? And I want to break down the physiology of why chronic stress makes you less receptive to bioidentical hormones. Okay. So, when we are in chronic stress, we will go into fight or flight, which obviously initially causes an increase in cortisol. Okay. That high cortisol state naturally increases our estrogen, which for some women may be good temporarily. These are all natural defense mechanisms that your body has for what it is working through. Okay. So that high cortisol causes an increase in estrogen, and that high estrogen, by its natural defense mechanisms, is going to suppress progesterone. It's going to push down progesterone. So this creates an estrogen dominant state, a low progesterone state, which will lead to symptoms like breast tenderness, cramps, heavy bleeding, menstrual migraines, prolonged periods, irregular periods, and then of course all the mood stuff that comes in with that because of the low progesterone. So chronic stress is not just like the stressors in our lives, right, that we can't control. Chronic stress is also chronic inflammatory stress. And so this is why we have to have a step-by-step plan that not only addresses, how inflamed is our gut actually, how much inflammation is going on there, how much dysbiosis is there, but how much, emotional stress do I have going on? How am I actually processing the things in my life that are stressful or distressing or what have you? So we cannot expect to out supplement this problem. We have to change our lifestyle, our response to stressors, if we're going to get out of this cyclical pit of feeling awful. Okay. All right. And then one of the other main reasons why you may not be receptive to bioidentical hormones is actually poor liver metabolism. So there are three primary metabolic pathways in the liver. And I hear women all the time talking about, oh, I use castor oil all the time. It's so amazing. But it really hasn't shifted my periods. Like, my periods are still long. I'm still having cramps. I'm still having some menstrual migraines. That is because castor oil really only addresses one of the liver metabolic pathways. You have to address all three if you want to get like true, long-lasting improvements in those high estrogen symptoms. Okay. So when we don't address these root causes, we're not going to be receptive to bioidentical hormones. We're also not going to be very receptive to even plant-based hormones. So if you found yourself in that boat where you're like, gosh, I've had all the testing done and these are the symptoms that I'm having, but I'm not seeing the improvements that I want to see, or maybe I only saw improvements for 2 months with bioidentical hormones, and this is where things are at now. We need to make sure that we are addressing the big obstacles that are preventing your body from being receptive to those supplemental hormones, whether they be plant-based or artificial in nature. For so many of the women that I work with, we end up not actually needing not even needing to add those hormonal supports. Some women do, just depending on age and a lot of different factors. But a lot of women, when we do address the root causes in a systematic way that actually leads to sustainable results, excuse me, we end up not needing to use the artificial hormones, at least not for quite some time. So I would encourage you, if you are just curious where you are at in the spectrum of hormone imbalance, if you are curious why bioidentical hormones may not be helping you, I want to invite you to click the link in the show notes. I've created a hormone assessment for you that's easy for you to fill out, and it goes directly to my inbox, which means that I will be looking it over myself and sending you some one-on-one feedback of what might be going on and where to focus your efforts. So, thank you so much for listening today. If you have found this episode helpful, I would encourage you to send it to a friend who may be in the same boat as you, who may be wanting to understand what's going on with their hormones and what they can do to finally feel better. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.